This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Time to the visit by the president of Ukraine. The United States government on Thursday announced it is sending an additional $328 million worth of weapons, including missiles, rockets, and artillery rounds to Kyiv for its defensive war against Russia. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
After stopping on Thursday on Capitol Hill and at the Pentagon, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held talks at the White House with President Joe Biden.
Russia hopes once more to use winter as a weapon against the people of Ukraine. But as I discussed with President Zelensky, the people of Ukraine are steeled for this struggle ahead. And the United States is going to continue to stand with you.
Zelensky has also been pushing for the United States to supply his military with long-range guided missiles capable of striking behind Russian front lines. Meanwhile, some Republican lawmakers say they do not want to authorize an additional $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine, noting a lack of significant progress against Russia by the Ukrainian army. Zelensky is quoted as telling senators earlier in the day, if we don't get the aid, we will lose the war. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The president of the European Council on Thursday addressed the United Nations General Assembly, saying the, quote, miracle for the world's challenges will not be possible without, quote, massive and necessary financing. Michel also called the G20 dysfunctional and called out Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. He added, however, that the war in Ukraine did not mean the disappearance of other conflicts, including climate change and poverty, saying that financing was needed to address these issues. The UN General Assembly is scheduled until September 26th in New York. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have met on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul that the meeting is boosting hopes of a resumption of harmonious relations between the countries.
On the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met for the first time in person with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The meeting is a milestone in recent rapprochement efforts after a rocky relationship in the past when both often traded angry barbs. Analysts say the past will not be an obstacle moving forward. In a tweet, Turkish officials described the meeting as positive, with talks focusing on energy. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
House Republicans for a third time blocked a procedural vote on a defense spending bill, raising the risk of a government shutdown in just 10 days. The defeat marks another public embarrassment for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener has more.
The Republican spending agenda has hit a roadblock among a small group of hardline conservatives who want lower spending levels. They're asking for $120 billion less than what McCarthy and Biden agreed to in May. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the deal from May needs to be honored.
A deal is a deal. Extreme House Republicans can't even get an agreement among themselves to keep the government running or to fund the military. Certainly, agencies are looking at how to move forward in case there is a shutdown. But the best plan is for there to not be a shutdown.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, quote, instead of decreasing the chance of a shutdown, Speaker McCarthy is actually increasing it by wasting time on extremist proposals that cannot become law in the Senate.
Fox Broadcast Network founder Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as leader of Fox and News Corp. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Sarazetta reports.
Fox says 92-year-old Rupert Murdoch will become chairman emeritus of both Fox and News Corp. Murdoch started with one newspaper in Australia that he inherited, and he created the first network to successfully challenge ABC, CBS, and NBC. Murdoch also founded Fox News Channel in 1996. His son Lachlan will become chairman, as well as continue to serve as chief executive officer. Murdoch says he will be involved every day in the contest of ideas in his new role. Lachlan Murdoch says his father will continue to provide valued counsel to both companies. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Brazil's firefighters in the northeastern state of Bahia are battling wildfires fanned by strong winds and abnormally high temperatures for the season. While it's still technically winter in Brazil, a heat wave prompting record temperatures has swept across much of the country. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.